In the name of one God, the undivided Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. As a child, and still today, I loved and still love the movie The Wizard of Oz. There is something about when Dorothy enters Oz and everything turns from black and white into color. It feels like moving from one dimension to another with Dorothy. I imagine that is what it was like when the disciples met Jesus. Before, there had been this concept of God, there had been worship of God, an experience of God through the rule of law. But then, when Jesus came onto the scene, right before their very eyes, God was there, filling the hungry with good things, healing the sick, raising the dead, and casting divine judgment upon the headstrong. As John A.T. Robinson writes, quote, here was more than just a man. Here was a window into God at work. Everything was in color when Jesus came on the scene. And yet today we hear him bid farewell to his disciples, and he promises them, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. In high school, the first musical I acted in was The Wizard of Oz. And suddenly it wasn't just a movie on the big screen or on a VHS tape in my home. Now it was in 3D, and I was part of the story. And I was discovering at the same time that there was a world beyond my small Midwestern town and home, and I felt like I was acting out the possibilities that were held in The Wizard of Oz. For me, the unfolding deepening of experience around a film like The Wizard of Oz is much like my Christian faith in this one God with multiple dimensions. As a child, I heard all the time about God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I still remember in Sunday school when my teacher, Mr. Park, gave us an incentive to memorize the Apostles' Creed. I learned to profess my faith in this God in three persons beckoned by a prize. In so many ways, though, my belief then was in black and white. But it was the foundational understanding that eventually brought things into color and ultimately into 3D. As theologian Sally McFaig posits, no one comes to Jesus without an idea of God already in place. Jesus realigns an understanding of God, but does not initiate it. We need that black and white in order for us to eventually see in color. We need that framework. It was through God working in other people that I discovered that God was not just a distant deity in the sky. I heard, experienced, and believed in the love of Jesus Christ and was transformed by it. And it was like seeing in color for the first time. And then the rabbit hole went deeper. As a young adult, someone pointed out to me Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. It's embedded in the creation story. God is creating the heavens and the earth, and it's time for God to create humankind. And God said, "Let us make humankind in our image, according to our likeness." Now, this is a foundational text of both the Jewish and Christian faith, and it posits belief, these faiths, in one God But here is this one God, expressing God's self in the first person plural. It was such a stunning revelation to me that I went and found at least five other translations of the Bible and looked it up to make sure I was reading it correctly, and to confirm that I had indeed glossed over that verse in all of my previous readings. God reveals God's one, unified self in plural ways. Let us make humankind in our image. A God that reveals God's self in myriad ways. In black and white, in technicolor, and in 3D. And so all of our striving to name and construct God can never fully contain or constrain or fully explain the reality of God. That theologian Sally McFaig posits, all of our language about God is human construction, and as such, perforce, misses the mark. McFaig believed that metaphors about God make it possible to, as people of faith, continue to lay our foundation for the mystery of God to transform us. If God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, then God is as a creator, redeemer, and sustainer, one God with multiple aspects, like a parent, lover, and friend. So when we talk about the Trinity, when we see God expressed in these allegorical and metaphorical ways, we can never get quite to the heart of the reality of God, but we get a glimpse of it. It wasn't until I was fully an adult that I discovered that there are multiple allegories, cultural, political, personal, not only embedded in a film like The Wizard of Oz, but in the Bible, Christian faith, even God's very self. Yet we have hundreds, yes, thousands of years behind us of traditions and people trying to reduce God into an exclusive understanding of God. And thousands, millions of years of God being so much more than our limited understandings. Today we celebrate in the church Trinity Sunday, the belief that God cannot be reduced to a simple explanation. God is an unfolding and divine mystery, like a child growing into an adult as the complex layers of the Wizard of Oz are slowly revealed. Our understanding of God is slowly revealed. Our experience of and relationship with God grows deeper and becomes more complete and more complex and more whole over time. It also means we can't explain God or ourselves in a simple and one-dimensional way. And if we are created as imago Dei, in the image of this multidimensional God, it means that we too are valuable in all of the different ways we express ourselves. My husband's going to be preaching over in Northside to a small community of church he's planting later today. And I wanted to share a little bit of what he's going to share. He says, this means that you are created in the image of a God who relates within God's very being. Within God's very being, as a community of self-giving love. My husband's imagining God as a community of self-giving love, our very selves as a community of self-giving love, us gathered as a community of self-giving love. It means that God is, and we are, complex and wondrous beings. We are beloved of God. You are not a problem to be solved. You are not a set of circumstances. You are not a set of data points to be marketed to. You are not a consumer. You are not some resource to be mined. You are not simply what you do or the role you play in your family or your gender, your race, or your sexuality. And yet, you are all of this and still utterly beloved of God. You are a divine mystery to be explored. And every part of you, all of it, belongs. None of it needs to be cut out or extracted. All of you, the whole you, belongs, is beautiful, sacred, and redeemed. As we experience the revelation of a more and more complex God, we are affirmed both in the simple wonder and the vast complexity of God and of our creation. So how do you experience this God, creating, redeeming, sustaining, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? You may be thinking, I haven't opened the door to Oz yet. Or you may be thinking, oh, there's even more than Oz, and I didn't know it. What are your questions for this God this day? Well, wherever you are, remember that you are created in God's image, just as you are, and God is in all the layers of your life and the world around you. Whether you experience it in black and white, in Technicolor, in 3D, or virtually, you can be assured that God is already before you, behind you, beside you. So go into the world this week, knowing that this triune God, God in three persons, blessed Trinity, will meet you there. Amen.